Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
Five-hour energy. Yo. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Is this finally the game where Lamar gets over on your Pittsburgh Steelers? So far, 59% of people saying yes. Uh-oh. 412-928-9370. You want to chime in on that? Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pat Bostick with us now for the next 3 hours, and Pat is anxious and excited about Pitt volleyball tonight.
Very excited.
So how's Pat going to consume that game? How are you guys going to consume that game? Is it going to be feet up on the couch, couple of brewskis, or is it the Final Four a little too nerve-wracking for the brewskis?
Well, I'm going to be getting back. I'll have an idea what's going on because I got second grade basketball practice tonight.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'll be getting back like mid, hopefully like the first sets, you know, in control at that point by the Panthers, and I'm feeling good.
I'll be falling on my phone. Jace has a game at La Roche, the tournament, gotcha. Christmas tournament basketball. So I'll be falling it from my phone.
At La Roche?
Yeah.
Christmas sometimes, tournament. This is a bit of an admission. Sometimes I prefer to follow it on my phone just because like I feel a little bit more, and then when I know it's in a good, I'll go watch it. Because I have to watch enough games where I'm strapped to a chair and I have to like talk about it as it's going on, that sometimes I like to be a little bit separated from it.
I have a friend who's a huge Pitt fan that first half of the Backyard Brawl, he was watching on TV. Had to get in the car, so listen to you guys. Then the remainder of the Pitt winning streak this year in football, he had to listen to you guys instead of watching on TV. Because he's that superstitious, and it was making him uncomfortable to watch.
What did he do for the last five games?
He once they lost, he got back to the TV.
He needed to reverse course and get back to the radio. He should be listening to the radio anyway. I mean, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Do you guys get told that a lot of people will like mute the TV?
Yeah.
And yes. Jack you guys up?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And some of these crews are just, no offense, I would rather listen to cats having sex than them break down a football game.
That's a low bar.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Shall we move on?
Yes.
We're moving on. All right, Pat. Going into the game last week, I think we were all in agreement that the Steelers had the quarterback edge over the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Jalen Hurts was unreal, and Russell Wilson's offense put up 170 yards. And after the game, you texted us and you said Jalen over Russ. I was wrong. Is that how you feel today still? Or was that heat of the moment, the results dictated that that's how you were going to feel?
Well, no. I said Russ was the better quarterback in the game.
Yeah.
I thought he would be the better quarterback in the game. I, you know, like, they're 5-6, 4-5, whatever you want to do it, for me anyway. But I think what made me feel that way is how much better his supporting cast is than Pittsburgh's.
See, that's what I was going
to
get to.
It was, you know, I listened to you guys coming in, and, you know, I only do that when I'm relatively on time, because otherwise I'm getting lambasted for being late. But you guys mentioned, does this make you feel different about the Steelers? It actually does make me feel different about the Steelers, because they got beaten every single way in that game.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily change who they are and what they can do, but it shows me, I'm not sure they could beat Philly at their best. I'm not sure they could. I mean, they got dominated up front on the offensive line.
But who can, though?
Buffalo, probably not Detroit anymore, Buffalo, Kansas City. I mean, it just, what it showed me is the separation between those tiers we talked about, the upper tier and the second tier, is relatively significant. Now, on an off night, absolutely. I mean, we saw Pittsburgh almost beat Buffalo last year in the playoffs with Mason Rudolph. But Philly's a juggernaut. I mean, at every position, save for T.J. Watt. I mean, that interior defensive line just mauled the Steelers up front. You know, Moore and Jones had a lot of trouble with Sweat. They were putting Smith on the edge, and he was bull rushing both tackles, a linebacker. It concerned me. It concerned me about a Super Bowl run. It didn't concern me about winning a playoff game, and I think that's the ultimate dichotomy here, is how are we judging the Steelers? Because I do think they're capable of winning a playoff game and making a run, but are they capable of winning the Super Bowl? And I think they'd have to have some things go their way after watching that game, because they just got manhandled. That being said, they're still in it.
Oh, no doubt.
They're still in it, but they had two turnovers that got 3 points, and that ultimately, and both turnovers were relatively even flukish. I mean, they were a bounce of the ball. So, and you got to take advantage of that if you're going to beat a team like Philly.
Are they going to play a team like Philly?
Buffalo.
You think Buffalo can manhandle them up front the way that Philly did?
Well, I think there's two teams in the AFC that probably have the two. I mean, after last week, you have to put Jackson and Allen up there for the MVP. I mean, what Jackson's doing right now is insane. And Hurts is really good. Those two are better right now. And Allen's probably the best player in the league in more ways than one. So across the board, no. But you're going to have to be. And Buffalo's playing pretty good defensively. They are. They got a defensive head coach that knows what he's doing, understands Tomlin. No, they wouldn't play a team like Philly per se, but they're going to have to be a lot better than they were. And again, the support, there just weren't guys open.
No.
We're not guys open. And then you're doing things to lose the game, fumbling the ball, penalties. And I still have a grave concern about their offensive line. I still have a grave concern about that group and what it's able to do. That being said, I agree with what Doran said. Russ gives you a chance. He gives you a chance, but you need everybody else to level up, and that means being available too.
If they were to play a team that was close to Philly, that's on Saturday, the way that Philly plays,
yeah,
is the Ravens. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have injuries. T.J. Watt's up in the air. I don't think George Pickens is going to play. I mean, is this a game where we're just like, all right, like they're probably going to lose this game too? Like if you're the Ravens, do you take the same game plan as Philly and then use that on Saturday against the Steelers?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would. You know, they got Rashad Bateman back playing well. They've pretty much kicked Deontay to the curb, it seems. I mean, they've got what Philly did is said, okay, you're gonna. I mean, they tried to schematically take Saquon away. He still had a pretty decent day. We got banged up, missed the second quarter, but they just shredded him through the air. I mean, Hurts was, he was spot on all night. And the issue is you've got similar better mobility in Jackson, and he's throwing the ball better and more consistent than he has his entire career. So, yeah, and they're probably not going to have Deshaun Elliott. I mean, is he back? Probably.
I would think probably not.
Not. And then, you know, Porter struggled. I mean, they're, without T.J. Watt, your best pass rusher, it doesn't exactly bode well. But again, how many times have they been in this situation against Baltimore and found a way to beat them? They've been kryptonite to them.
Doran brought up yesterday what I think is a really important point to this game. Lamar Jackson has never played them twice in a season.
Really?
Yep. Not once. He's either resting because they've got it all clinched up and the Steelers don't, or he's been hurt. So this is the first time he's ever playing them a second time in a year. What could that mean?
I think it could mean, A, they learn from, you know, an early season game against them and a loss, and one in which they had a chance to win the game, but it was basically, you know, there wasn't much offense in that game. And they're watching the blueprint last week, which is what Philly did, which is just go to the air early and then try to take the air out of the ball late. And I think he also learns that this is a diminished Pittsburgh team from a health standpoint than what they play. But I think every time you play a team a second time, you get a feel for how they're going to attack you, and then how they've evolved since the first meeting. So that it's like taking a test twice, right? You feel like, yeah, the questions are going to be a little bit different, but you know, you understand the sequencing and how they're going to attack you from a schematic standpoint.
Did you guys ever take the SAT a second time? They always told you take
it
twice.
Five.
Really?
No, I took it once. Yeah. I took it once and was done.
See, that's what they say, take it multiple times so you get your highest score. I just figured I'd screw it up even more the next time. So I just took it the one time.
I took it multiple times because I didn't get the high score.
I took it once. Thought I bombed the math portion. I got a 710.
You got a 710 in math?
Yeah, I didn't have to take any math classes in college.
I got a 710 overall.
Jordy, you get 200 points for signing your name, man.
Okay. There you go. I got 500 more points.
I got 710 in math and didn't have to, I tested out of math in college.
You didn't have to take math in college at all?
I didn't take any math classes.
See, what? That's backwards to me. If you're that good at math on the SATs, you should be required to take the math courses.
Well, I probably should have been smarter at a younger age and said, maybe I'll pursue a career in finance. Then I wouldn't be sitting here with you guys. But so I'm happy I didn't, actually, because I'd rather be here.
7-10 in math.
That's insane. I'm a bad test taker. I feel you like too. You could be the same way. Yeah.
Well, you're nervous.
Yeah.
Imagine,
you put me in a room for 8 hours? That ain't good.
I bet you your score would improve by 300 points just as a result of the advent of Zen.
That's not bad.
That's a good point.
That's not bad.
I mean, Zen is like, you know, virtually Adderall.
You've got Adderall properties for sure. It's a stimulant.
Yeah.
So no doubt.
You imagine him shaking there with like six Zins in. He overdoses, passes out. Mr. Crowley, are you going to complete the test? Sure. Yeah.
I swallowed one the other day.
Oh, my goodness. That's not good.
No, it came out intact. Yeah. I thought about taking a pic, but
for those of you that have wondered.
Yeah. Yeah. You eat a Zin, it comes out the same way it goes in.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what nasty. Are you doing?
That's falling nasty. Asleep with it corn. In your mouth. It is. Yeah. It's kind of like corn, yeah. All right. Pat with us until 10 o'clock.
Here we'll go again.
get into Pitt volleyball at some point. Get into the college football playoff for sure. But up next, how do you play this game? How do you call this game if you're Arthur Smith? And if Lamar plays well, how could the Steelers win? 412-928-9370. You can text the show, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Right now, it's a hairy headline.
Three games to cover tonight. We got Pitt Volleyball playing in the national semifinal, the Final Four. They've got Louisville at 6:30. The Penguins are going to play the Nashville Predators on the road at 8 o'clock. And Thursday Night Football is tonight between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Denver Broncos, a game you can listen to right here on 93.7 The Fan. We'll have coverage through Westwood One. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. And now, here is Crowley.
Yes, thank you, Callis. We got Pat over here watching the highlight film of you singing Run, Run, Rudolph last night. I just found out Daisy Sour Cream, this is a couple months ago, they launched French Onion and Ranch Sour Cream Dips, and let me tell you something, you know I love my dips. And these new dips from Daisy Sour Cream, well, they're a game changer. They taste just as good as if they're homemade. They're made with Daisy Sour Cream, real herbs and spices, and the new dips from Daisy Sour Cream are made with ingredients you can find in your kitchen. Nothing more. Simple, delicious, part of my game day routine, should be part of yours. Go check them out. The new Daisy Sour Cream French Onion and Ranch Dips. Texter, missed my second ace. I'm going to go back. Missed my second SAT due to being hungover. My mom, not happy. That's like seven circles of hell right there. Sitting
SAT
in that
hungover
room. Oh my God, the fluorescent lights.
Yeah, no.
The old lady in the front writing instructions on the board. And then you got to sit there and you got to take a test.
I have like nightmares about that stuff.
Still to this day?
To this day. Like, yeah. Whenever I have nightmares, it's not like Michael Myers or anybody's chasing me. It's like sitting in a room and having to pass the SATs to go to Pitt.
You don't have nightmares about Michael Myers chasing you. You have dreams about you chasing people as Michael Myers.
Yes, and it's fun. I actually like the dreams where I am getting chased by some of those guys. It's a nice rush. I wake up and I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, that's nice for you because you ran the fastest 40 in NFL history for a tight end. I have those dreams. I never get away. Every single one of them, it's like I'm running in quicksand or mud.
At what point do you just curl up into a ball and submit?
I always wake up because I'm dying.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Just take me.
Yes.
Do you know dreams I do have?
I yield.
I wonder if you have these. I have dreams where I'm playing football like back at West A or Pitt and I'm really bad.
You want to hear?
All the time.
Do you?
All the time.
I do that with theater.
I had dreams like where I could like either playing golf and I can't pull the club back. Or I'm playing quarterback and I just can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yeah.
I did have a dream one time. This is going to be quick. I'm sorry.
Please.
I had a dream that I was getting choked out by Khabib Nurmagomedov. And I tried to spin out of it. I fell off the bed. I hit the ground. I hit my arm like on the nightstand. And Sam was like, Pat. And I'm like, what?
He fell off.
I think the night before I was watching like the McGregor Khabib fight or something on. This was I don't even know when. I did not. I got out because I woke up and hit my arm on the nightstand. But I was literally getting like
choked.
I was fully mounted and getting choked out by Khabib.
All right, here's a text from a fan host. Why don't you guys guess which fan host just sent this text?
Tony.
Can you wait?
No, sorry.
And jumping the gun. That's a false start. 5-yard penalty. First down. I drank way too much hard cider night before SAT, quit in the middle, and just tried to guess pattern of answers in the dots and got an 820.
Hard cider?
Hard cider.
Oh, that's Mueller.
Donnie Football.
Callis, do you have a guess?
Pony.
Starkey.
Starkey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I once had an econ final. I was already failing the class, but couldn't get out of it because I had too many unpaid parking tickets. So you need to pay the parking tickets off before you can even access the portal. So I couldn't. So I figured, okay, might as well go take the final. Sat down, wrote my name, realized I didn't understand a damn thing about economics, filled in all the bubbles randomly, turned it in, left like in 4 minutes. Totally got judged walking out of there. No clue.
What'd you get on the exam?
I mean.
You bomb it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like.
So Starkey was drinking hard cider, not like Jenny cider? Cream Ale or.
I think he was back in those days just grabbing whatever was around.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good man, Joe. He had a steak on a stone last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How do you play this game offensively, Pat? Because we've talked about theory, we've talked about game plan, and then we keep circling all the way around. This is a good idea, this is a good idea, this is a good idea, this is a good idea. Oh, wait, no one can get open. So what the hell do you do? How do you attack this Ravens
defense? One guy that can get open, Pat Freiermuth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hell of a catch he made in the end zone, by the way. I think they've got to find ways. I am perplexed, as many people are, about the usage or lack thereof of Jaylen Warren.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're trying to make Najee the feature back and perhaps justify paying him, which I don't think they will, and seeing if he can shoulder that load. Obviously last week did not go that way. Cordarrelle Patterson is like Arthur brought him with him. He's gone. You know, and he's become like a toy for them, and it's just not. It's worked a little bit, like throwing fades to him.
Can we put batteries in the toy, please?
I don't know, but like Jaylen Warren, over the last 2 years in the aggregate, has been your best running back. And to me, you don't win this game dropping back and chucking it 40 times because they've got to run the ball. And to me, they've got to run it differently. They got to get him in space on the edge. They've got to misdirect and use him the way that they've used him in the past, which is in more nickel run situations where he's got space to move. Not, you know, Jaylen Warren's not a 12 personnel running back. He can be, but he's better in 11 personnel. Spread him out, you know, utilize the space that's available. And yeah. Russ can pick you up 5 yards on his own read. He can. And he's smart enough to get rid of the football and or get down and not get hit. But to me, that's what I'd like to see them do is the way they use Justin Fields from a package standpoint, like I would use Jaylen Warren in those similar situations where he's got more space available with which to work. Because he's a speed back and he's a one-cut runner. When he hits it, he goes. And you need space to do that. You need clear running lanes to do that. I think that's when he's at his best.
Crowley asked this question. This has to do with, you know, Jaylen Warren and really the running backs. You asked me this question, but I think asking Pat this question as well, getting his thoughts around as a football guy that kind of understands breaking down things in rhyme or reason. What's your thoughts around the toss play? You know how Najee fumbled, and they keep running that. I gave my reasons yesterday, but as a former quarterback, like why do they keep going back to that well?
Well, a lot of teams are tossing and running zone. Like to me, the toss play originated trying to leverage the defense. So you try to get outside the defense, and the fastest way to get the ball to the tailback is to pitch it. So you get. You know, toss crack where you pin and pull, get out and outflank the defense to the boundary. What teams have done, and have been doing for a long time, this isn't anything new, is tossing and running inside zone, cutback, bendback type plays because it gets the ball to the tailback deeper. So the deeper the tailback has the football, the more time they have to see how the front moves, how the blocks develop, and then respond to those blocks. So the only difference is, and I this is where I think that this is the rub is, yeah, you get it to them deeper, but their eyes have to come down to catch the ball. So whereas with a handoff, your eyes don't have to come down, the ball's in your belly. It's put there. So it's sixes for me. You know, if you have a guy that's really athletic, which I think Russ is, it can get the ball deeper to the tailback, you give them more space, more time to determine where they're gonna go with the ball. The toss is meant to expedite that, but it's something you got to practice a lot, and typically you're not catching the ball no look. Najee tried to. We saw what happened.
So yeah. They're not necessarily trying to develop another play off of that.
No, I mean, from a play action standpoint, the toss is very limited in what you can do from a play action standpoint. I mean, you run toss, you might throw a slant backside. You've seen the Steelers run the play in the shotgun where they fake the toss. That's okay. Yeah, it's fine. But true play action, you want the ball extended. You want people to see the football. A fake toss, the element of disguise is very short. Whereas a hard play action, you're extending that ball for 2 seconds.
So, feel like I'm an econ again.
Yeah, that's good.
No, but you get what I'm saying?
100%.
You want to get the most important thing in running the football for a tailback is you want to get them the ball as quickly as possible. And ideally, as deep as possible from the line of scrimmage. You don't want it to be too deep where there's too much time. But ideally, if they're at 5.5, they're getting the ball at 4.5, 4, 3.5, and they've got that 2 or 3 yard period. And a lot of teams are running zones, so there's not a lot of you're not pushing people. You're taking them where they want to go. So if you're running a power play, you're trying to move people backwards. Whereas when you're playing a team like Philly, it's going to be very difficult to do that. So you want to try to get them moving laterally. The more distance they have between the line of scrimmage and the ball carrier to find those lateral cutbacks, the better success you're going to have.
I like the idea of spreading out and running the football because what Philly did, just looking at some numbers and some of the cutups people have put out there, Steelers got big, and Philly just said, we're putting 5 guys down line of scrimmage. We're putting 6 guys down on the line of scrimmage. Right. We're playing 6-by-1, and we're going to bully your asses. So I like that idea. More on this when we come back, 412-928-9370. But first, it's a hairy headline.
Built
Pittsburgh Penguins, they play tonight. They're playing the Nashville Predators on the road at 8 o'clock, and they're coming off a win. They beat the Kings on Tuesday, 3-2 in overtime. More Vetted Lions, go to 93.7thefan.com, and now here is Doran.
It's getting chilly out, and it's time to call P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. I trust P.J. Fitzpatrick, and the reason comes down to one word, quality. Quality product, quality craftsmanship, and a quality customer experience. I saw for myself when they completed wonderful work in my home. A knowledgeable home improvement professional from P.J. Fitzpatrick will expertly assess your home's needs and happily answer all of your questions. Their communication is excellent. You'll never be left wondering where your job stands, and dealing with P.J. Fitzpatrick equals peace of mind. All their installers are industry-leading professionals, and they back everything with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. Visit TrustPJ.com and check out thousands of five-star reviews. In addition to roofing, P.J. Fitzpatrick installs windows, doors, gutters, showers, and more. Visit TrustPJ.com today. Tell them Doran sent you. That's TrustPJ.com.
Forgot what time it was. So I was looking down at the sheet to do the 50-minute mark.
Do you look up or do you look on this little panel here?
I look on. There's three different locations.
Yeah, I look up all the time.
Sausage made. Yeah. When we're doing an interview and someone's on the screen, I'll look up.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm looking at my sheet of paper, I'll look at the computer screen.
Huh. It's like trying to find the play clock.
It's like trying to find...
It's the first thing I do when I get to a stadium.
There are some stadiums where it's so hard.
Yeah.
Like, if you have red seats, like Louisville, hard to find, yes. And they're wearing red, and play clock's like, if it's like a red color as opposed to like a yellow.
So you're talking as broadcasters.
As broadcasters.
Broadcasters, okay. And I go nuts when it gets late in the play clock.
I'm always trying to find where they're putting up down and distance, because sometimes it's
Don't
time.
Trust the scoreboard.
Don't trust the scoreboard. That's
what I yelled
at. Pat's definition.
Yeah, didn't you? You yelled on the broadcast about that.
Well, Larry, yeah. Larry and Bill are like, it's second down. I'm like, or it's third down. I'm like, no, it's fourth down.
Well, the scoreboard says.
That's what I do, though. Whenever the game starts, I find how many, like, access, how many places can I access the play clock, the time, and the scoreboard, like, where the, you know, teams. And I, like, look, there's usually, like, two. It's, like, different spots, and then I find like the actual play clocks, and then I look at the down and distance.
When we used to get to the stadium, quarterbacks, we'd go on the field and find that right away. Like, that was the first thing we would do, is walk the stadium and find the play clocks, find the scoreboard, make sure we're all situated. Then you inevitably forget. You have to reacquaint yourself.
You ever forget on the field? Like, oh shoot.
I mean, I've been involved in delay games, absolutely. Where you're like, there's been I got that check right. Boom, this is perfect. God, time's up. I had the right answer to the test, but it ran out of time.
Ran out of time. ACT, I found, was tougher on that one.
I
didn't even take that.
Yeah, the time limit. I bombed. Bombed.
So I probably altogether ACT, SAT like eight times.
Yeah. But the guy ran a 4.340.
Yeah, so you could go be an All-American. Dang.
Yeah.
All right. Lamar Jackson v. the Steelers, a topic we were kicking around earlier, Pat. Do you subscribe to this theory that eventually a good player is going to actually play a good game? Like, I feel like too many Steelers fans, and we're getting blown up with it on the text line today, Steelers own Lamar, they'll be fine. Steelers own Lamar, they'll be fine. Steelers own Lamar, they'll be fine. You're not going to play great against him every time, and he's not going to play like dog doo-doo against you every time. At least that's what I believe. But do you buy into that theory or the legit mental block theory?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably something to the mental block, and I think there's probably more scheme and credit to be given to Tomlin and that whole Terrell Austin, that whole crew, for what they do against him. But yeah, I mean, to me, if you're holding on to that, it's a defense mechanism. You're trying to comfort yourself,
mm-hmm.
because you know that the Steelers are limping into this game. Coming off of a tough loss, it's a short week. They got another short week ahead of that. I mean, this is that's why I thought the Philly game was so important. That's why the Browns game a few weeks ago, they lost on a Thursday night, is still hanging out there. Because, I mean, that game, you knew this was going to be a tough stretch. If they lose these next two, that Browns game could cost them the division.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that way. That's why I didn't agree with Pony saying you know, it doesn't matter if they lose. I mean, yeah, it does. Absolutely, it does.
Math. The
but
math
yes,
matters.
I think Lamar Jackson eventually, particularly at home, coming off of five touchdown performance against New York, you know, they're playing really well. And he's watching. I always felt as a player, when you watch film of a team that plays like you having success against an opponent, like, if you're watching the Philly game, like, I'm just watching the Philly game on repeat.
Yes.
If I'm Lamar.
Yes.
And I'm just watching Jalen Hurts just comfortable, doing his thing. And I'm like, that's what it should look like for me. And what did they do? How does that fit our people, our scheme? And then go copycat it. And Pittsburgh will be ready for that, no question. But I think that Baltimore's evolved since the last meeting.
No doubt.
And Lamar is playing like an MVP, and he's obviously done that before.
If you could pick one guy to play in this game, who would it be? George Pickens or TJ Watt? Who's more important for this game?
Man.
Repeat the question.
George Pickens or TJ Watt, if you could only pick one,
yeah,
who would it be in this game?
Honestly, I'd take George Pickens.
You football guys had the same answer. Yep. It's just me over here on Watt Island.
I think that an ankle, you know, hamstring's tough, but this offense looked anemic without him. And it didn't the week before that necessarily, but this one, I mean, 163 total yards is baffling.
43 plays.
I mean, time possession was a problem. 43 plays is more of an explanation of 163. However, you've got to get first downs and keep the ball. But give Philly credit, too. I mean,
no doubt.
They stayed on the field.
Mm-hmm. So you'll take Pickens.
In this game, yeah. Because okay. I think they're going to have to score.
Mm-hmm.
I think their pass defense right now is it's becoming a trend. It's past being a coincidence. It's a trend now that they're having trouble on the back end, and I think that's going to continue to show itself whether Watt's in there or not. You know, Watt's going to help you on four or five plays a game that are huge, and that might change the game. But you may give up 35 points on the other 60 plays because he gets double teamed, and I think it's harder to take Pickens out of the game with what they can do and with what Freiermuth's doing right now, too. I think he's a key. He's a key to them going as far as they can as Freiermuth because he's obviously far and away their second best receiver.
Jeff Hathorn's going to join us at 9:35. We'll see what he thinks about the availability of these guys. He would know better than anybody that we're going to talk to, so we'll talk to Jeff then. We've got Bill Hillgrove joining us next. Let's talk a little Pitt bowl game, please.
Do it.
We'll get into the college football playoff as well. Much more on the way. Pat joining us until 10 o'clock. Right now, a hairy headline.
Two teams that are going for a playoff spot and could play the Steelers in the postseason. They're playing tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Denver Broncos and the Los Angeles Chargers. And you can listen to Thursday Night Football tonight right here on 93.7 The Fan. We'll have coverage through Westwood One that begins at 7:30. Listen on the radio or listen on the free Odyssey app. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat, you ever just get in a car, drive around with the kids and see the lights?
Yeah, we've gone to the various places where they have the light, you know, the light show things.
One in Clinton. Yeah, there's one in Clinton, my stomping grounds.
Bill?
No.
I love doing that. Getting the holiday spirit. Did it for the first time with our girls the other day. It's magical. It's magical. There's this time in your life, I feel like, if you're like single in your 20s, where Christmas kind of loses its luster a little bit, and then you have kids, and it makes it magical again.
Yep.
It's just delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Santa, leaving out milk and cookies. I tried eggnog.
Did you?
Eh.
What?
Eh.
I've never had it still.
Eh.
You had it like spiked, right?
Yeah, with rum, and it did taste good. I don't like milk-themed booze.
Well, if you don't like that, then you're not going to like it.
What's interesting, though, is his favorite beer is Guinness.
Right.
Which has a very smooth, milky texture.
Had five of those last night. Deceptively light is Guinness. It's not that high in calories either, really.
Yeah, especially when you drink the non-alcoholic version.
Oh, I'm off that. I finally got off the non-alcoholic beer, guys.
Guinness is not that good.
I love Guinness.
What do you mean it's not that good?
Here's the difference.
You never had the real stuff.
I know they have the nitro-infused cans and stuff. It's so much better draft.
Oh, my God. It's night and day.
It's night and day.
Don't you like it warm?
No.
I don't like it freezing cold.
Right.
I like it like 38 degrees.
I mean, I could
knock. That's what I set downstairs.
I could knock several of those down fast.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very chuggable beer.
It is very chuggable.
People don't think that.
Deceptively so.
Yes.
Irish Car Bomb.
Yes.
Oh. I like those.
Don't order that in Ireland. They do not like that freezing. No. They do not.
Crowley. Do not. I'll take an Irish Car Bomb.
And they, everyone looks at you, and then they beat you up in the street. Yeah, you don't. Can't do that.
Yeah. You're speaking from experience.
You have to go to a place where they pour it often, though. If you go to a place where they're not serving a lot of Guinness, it's crap. It's
bad. Because the line gets, we've got a puppy in the house.
That's right. There's a dog out there.
That's a loss of Opso. Yes, it is. I bet you it is, Asin Lady.
I didn't say no.
You were like, no.
I just forgot what a loss of Opso was for a second there. We have not been able to get in touch with Bill. That's okay. He needs a break. Pitt basketball playing like one game in 60 days, and Pitt football's been off for a while. So he's taking a little bit of a respite right now. We'll get into the college football playoff as we move forward in the show. I have a question about this schedule that I can't answer, but you guys can. This 3 games in 11 days deal and all the Christmas happenings. We'll do that when we come back. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. Today, high at 36. Texter, missed my second SAT due to being hungover. My mom, not happy. That's like seven circles of hell right there.
Taking an SAT
sitting in that
hungover
room. Oh my God, the fluorescent lights.
Yeah, no.
The old lady in the front writing instructions on the board. And then you got to sit there and you got to take a test.
I have like nightmares about that stuff.
Still, to this day?
To this day. Like, yeah. Whenever I have nightmares, it's not like Michael Myers or anybody's chasing me. It's like sitting in a room and having to pass the SATs to go to Pitt.
You don't have nightmares about Michael Myers chasing you. You have dreams about you chasing people as Michael Myers.
Yes, and it's fun. I actually like the dreams where I am getting chased by some of those guys. It's a nice rush. I wake up and I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, that's nice for you because you ran the fastest 40 in NFL history for a tight end. I have those dreams. I never get away. Every single one of them, it's like I'm running in quicksand or mud.
At what point do you just curl up into a ball and submit?
I always wake up because I'm dying.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I can say, just take me.
Yes.
Do you know dreams I do have?
I yield.
I wonder if you have these. I have dreams where I'm playing football like back at West A or Pitt and I'm really bad.
You want to hear
all the time.
Do you?
I do that with theater.
I had dreams like where I would could like either playing golf and I can't pull the club back, or I'm playing quarterback and I just can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yeah.
I did have a dream one time. This is going to be quick. I'm sorry.
Please.
I had a dream that I was getting choked out by Khabib Nurmagomedov, and I tried to spin out of it. I fell off the bed. I hit the ground. I hit my arm like on the nightstand, and Sam was like, "Pat," and I'm like, "What?" It's like,
he fell off.
I think the night before I was watching like the McGregor Khabib fight or something on. This was I don't even know when. I got out because I woke up and hit my arm on the nightstand. But I was literally getting like
choked.
I was fully mounted and getting choked out by Khabib.
All right, here's a text from a fan host. Why don't you guys guess which fan host just sent this text?
Tony.
Can you wait?
No, sorry.
And jump in the gun. That's a false start. 5-yard penalty. First down. I drank way too much hard cider night before SAT, quit in the middle, and just tried to guess pattern of answers in the dots and got an 820.
Hard cider?
Hard cider.
Oh, that's Mueller.
Donnie Football.
Callis, you have a guess?
Pony.
Starkey.
Starkey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I once had an econ final. I was already failing the class, but couldn't get out of it because I had too many unpaid parking tickets. So you need to pay the parking tickets off before you can even access the portal, so I couldn't. So I figured, okay, might as well go take the final. Sat down, wrote my name, realized I didn't understand a damn thing about economics, filled in all the bubbles randomly, turned it in, left like in 4 minutes. Totally got judged walking out of there. No clue.
What'd you get on the exam?
I mean.
You bomb it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like.
So Starkey was drinking hard cider, not like Jenny cider? Cream ale or.
I think he was back in those days just grabbing whatever was around.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good man, that Joe. He had a steak on a stone last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How do you play this game offensively, Pat? Because we've talked about theory, we've talked about game plan, and then we keep circling all the way around. This is a good idea. 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 Oh, wait, no one can get open. So what the hell do you do? How do you attack this Ravens
defense?
There's
one guy that can get open, Pat Freiermuth.
Mm-hmm.
The hell of a catch he made in the end zone, by the way. I think they've got to find ways. I am perplexed, as many people are, about the usage or lack thereof of Jaylen Warren.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're trying to, maybe they're not overtly doing this, but they're trying to make Najee the feature back and perhaps justify paying him, which I don't think they will, and seeing if he can shoulder that load. Obviously, last week did not go that way. Cordarrelle Patterson is like Arthur brought him with him. He's gone, you know, and he's become like a toy for them, and it's just not – it's worked a little bit, but like throwing fades to him.
Can we put batteries in the toy, please?
I don't know, but like Jaylen Warren – over the last 2 years in the aggregate, it's been your best running back. And to me, you don't win this game dropping back and chucking it 40 times because they've got to run the ball. And to me, they've got to run it differently. They got to get him in space on the edge. They've got to misdirect and use him the way that they've used him in the past, which is in more nickel run situations where he's got space to move. Not, you know, Jaylen Warren's not a 12 personnel running back. He can be. But he's better in 11 personnel, spread him out, you know, utilize the space that's available. And Russ can pick you up 5 yards on his own read. He can. And he's smart enough to get rid of the football and or get down and not get hit. But to me, that's what I'd like to see them do is the way they use Justin Fields from a package standpoint, like I would use Jaylen Warren in those similar situations where he's got more space available with which to work. He's a speed back, and he's a one-cut runner. When he hits it, he goes. And you need space to do that. You need clear running lanes to do that. I think that's when he's at his best.
Crowley asked this question. This has to do with, you know, Jaylen Warren and really the running backs. You asked me this question, but I think asking Pat this question as well, getting his thoughts around as a football guy that kind of understands breaking down things in rhyme or reason. What's your thoughts around the toss play? You know how Najee fumbled, and they keep running that. I gave my reasons yesterday, but as a former quarterback, like why do they keep going back to that well?
A lot of teams are tossing and running zone. Like, to me, the toss play originated trying to leverage the defense. So you try to get outside the defense, and the fastest way to get the ball to the tailback is to pitch it. So you get toss crack where you pin and pull, get out and outflank the defense to the boundary. What teams have done, and have been doing for a long time, this isn't anything new, is tossing and running inside zone, cutback, bend back type plays, because it gets the ball to the tailback deeper. So the deeper the tailback has the football, the more time they have to see how the front moves, how the blocks develop, and then respond to those blocks. So the only difference is, and I this is where I think that this is the rub, is, yeah, you get it to them deeper, but their eyes have to come down to catch the ball. So whereas with a handoff, your eyes don't have to come down, the ball's in your belly. It's put there. So it's sixes for me. You know, if you have a guy that's really athletic, which I think Russ is, and can get the ball deeper to the tailback, you give them more room to more space, more time to determine where they're going to go with the ball. The toss is meant to expedite that, but it's something you got to practice a lot. And typically, you're not catching the ball no look. Najee tried to. We saw what happened.
So they're not necessarily trying to develop another play off of that.
No, I mean, from a play action standpoint, the toss is very limited in what you can do from a play action standpoint. I mean, you run toss, you might throw a slant backside. You've seen the Steelers run the play in the shotgun where they fake the toss. That's okay. Yeah, it's fine. But true play action, you want the ball extended. You want people to see the football. A fake toss, the element of disguise is very short. Whereas a hard play action, you're extending that ball for 2 seconds.
So, feel like I'm an econ again.
Yeah, that's good.
No, but you get what I'm saying?
100%.
You want to get the most important thing in running the football for a tailback is you want to get them the ball as quickly as possible and ideally as deep as possible from the line of scrimmage. You don't want it to be too deep where it there's too much time, but ideally, if they're at 5.5, they're getting the ball at 4.5, 4, 3.5, and they've got that 2 to 3 yard period, and a lot of teams are running zones, so there's not a lot of, you're not pushing people, you're taking them where they want to go. So if you're running a power play, you're trying to move people backwards, whereas when you're playing a team like Philly, it's going to be very difficult to do that. So you want to try to get them moving laterally. The more distance they have between the line of scrimmage and the ball carrier to find those lateral cutbacks, the better success you're going to have.
I like the idea of spreading out and running the football, because what Philly did, just looking at some numbers and some of the cutups people have put out there, Steelers got big, and Philly just said, we're putting 5 guys down line of scrimmage, we're putting 6 guys down on the line of scrimmage, right. We're playing 6-by-1, and we're going to bully your asses. So I like that idea. More on this when we come back, 412-928-9370. Forgot what time it was. So I was looking down at the sheet to do the 50-minute mark.
Do you look up or do you look on this little panel here?
I look on, there's 3 different locations.
Yeah, I look up all the time.
Sausage made. Yeah. When we're doing an interview and someone's on the screen, I'll look up.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm looking at my sheet of paper, I'll look at the computer screen.
Huh. It's like trying to find the play clock.
It's like trying to find...
It's the first thing I do when I get to a stadium.
There's some stadiums where it's so hard.
Yeah.
Like, if you have red seats, like Louisville, hard to find, yes. And they're wearing red, and play clock's like, if it's like a red color as opposed to like a yellow.
So you're talking as broadcasters.
As broadcasters.
Broadcasters, okay. And I go nuts when it gets late in the play clock.
I'm always trying to find where they're putting up down and distance. Because sometimes it's
don't
time.
Trust the scoreboard.
Don't trust the scoreboard. That's
what I yelled
at. Pat's definition.
Yeah, didn't you? You yelled on the broadcast about that.
Well, Larry, yeah. Larry and Bill are like, it's second down. I'm like, or it's third down. I'm like, no, it's fourth down.
Well, the scoreboard says.
That's what I do, though. Whenever the game starts, I find how many, how many places can I access the play clock, the time, and the scoreboard, like where the teams, and I look, there's usually two. It's like
different spots, and then I find like the actual play clocks, and then I look at the down and distance.
When we used to get to the stadium quarterbacks, we'd go on the field and find that right away. Like, that was the first thing we would do, is walk the stadium and find the play clocks, find the scoreboard, make sure we're all situated. Then you inevitably forget. You have to reacquaint yourself.
You ever forget on the field? Like, oh, shoot.
I mean, I've been involved in delay games, absolutely, where you're like, there's been, I got that check right, boom, this is perfect. Like, God, time's up. I had the right answer to the test, but it ran out of time.
Ran out of time. ACT, I found, was tougher on that one.
I didn't even take that.
Yeah, the time limit. I bombed.
So I probably altogether ACT, SAT like 8 times.
Yeah. But the guy ran a 4.340.
Yeah, so you could go be an All-American. Dang.
Yeah.
All right. Lamar Jackson v. the Steelers. A topic we were kicking around earlier, Pat. Do you subscribe to this theory that eventually a good player is going to actually play a good game? Like, I feel like too many Steelers fans, and we're getting blown up with it on the text line today. Steelers own Lamar, they'll be fine. Steelers own Lamar, they'll be fine. Steelers own Lamar, they'll be fine. You're not going to play great against him every time, and he's not going to play like dog doo-doo against you every time. At least that's what I believe. But do you buy into that theory or the legit mental block theory?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably something to the mental block, and I think there's probably more scheme and credit to be given to Tomlin and that whole Terrell Austin, that whole crew, for what they do against him. But yeah, I mean, to me, if you're holding on to that, it's a defense mechanism. You're trying to comfort yourself,
mm-hmm.
because you know that the Steelers are limping into this game, coming off of a tough loss. It's a short week. They got another short week ahead of that. I mean, this is that's why I thought the Philly game was so important. That's why the Browns game a few weeks ago, they lost on a Thursday night, is still hanging out there, because I mean, that game, you knew this was going to be a tough stretch. If they lose these next two, that Browns game could cost them the division.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that way. That's why I didn't agree with Pony saying you know, it doesn't matter if they lose. I mean, yeah, it does. Absolutely, it does.
Math. The
but
math.
Yes, I think Lamar Jackson eventually, particularly at home, coming off of a five touchdown performance against New York. You know, they're playing really well. And he's watching. I always felt as a player, when you watch film of a team that plays like you having success against an opponent, like if you're watching the Philly game, like I'm just watching the Philly game on repeat.
Yes.
If I'm Lamar.
Yes.
And I'm just watching Jalen Hurts just comfortable doing his thing. And I'm like, that's what it should look like for me. And what did they do? How does that fit our people, our scheme? And then go copycat it. And Pittsburgh will be ready for that, no question. But I think that Baltimore's evolved since the last meeting.
No doubt.
And Lamar is playing like an MVP, and he's obviously done that before.
If you could pick one guy to play in this game, who would it be? George Pickens or T.J. Watt? Who's more important for this game?
Man.
Repeat the question.
George Pickens or T.J. Watt, if you could only pick one,
yeah,
who would it be in this game?
Honestly, I'd take George Pickens.
Hmm. You football guys had the same answer. Yep. It's just me over here on Watt Island.
I think that an ankle, you know, hamstring's tough, but this offense looked anemic without him. And it didn't the week before that necessarily, but This one, I mean, 163 total yards is baffling.
43 plays.
I mean, time possession was a problem. 43 plays is more of an explanation of 163. However, you've got to get first downs and keep the ball. But give Philly credit, too. I mean,
no doubt.
They stayed on the field.
Mm-hmm. So you'll take Pickens.
In this game, yeah. Because okay. I think they're going to have to score.
Mm-hmm.
I think their pass defense right now is becoming a trend. It's past being a coincidence. It's a trend now that they're having trouble on the back end, and I think that's going to continue to show itself, whether Watt's in there or not. You know, Watt's going to help you on 4 or 5 plays a game that are huge, and that might change the game. But you may give up 35 points on the other 60 plays because he gets double teamed, and I think it's harder to take Pickens out of the game with what they can do and with what Freiermuth's doing right now, too. I think he's a key. He's a key to them going as far as they can as Freiermuth, because he's obviously far and away their second-best receiver.
Jeff Hathorn's going to join us at 9:35. We'll see what he thinks about the availability of these guys. He would know better than anybody that we're going to talk to, so we'll talk to Jeff then. We've got Bill Hillgrove joining us next. Let's talk a little Pitt bowl game, please.
Do it.
We'll get into the college football playoff as well. Much more on the way. Pat joining us until 10 o'clock. Minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat, you ever just get in a car, drive around with the kids and see the lights?
Yeah, we've gone to the various places where they have the light, you know, the light show things.
One in Clinton. Yeah, there's one in Clinton, my stomping grounds.
Bill?
No.
I love doing that. Getting the holiday spirit. Did it for the first time with our girls the other day. It's magical. It's magical. There's this time in your life, I feel like, if you're like single in your 20s, where Christmas kind of loses its luster a little bit, and then you have kids, and it makes it magical again.
Yep.
It's just delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Santa, leaving out milk and cookies. I tried eggnog.
Did you?
Eh.
What?
Eh.
I've never had it still.
Eh.
You had it like spiked, right?
Yeah, with rum, and it did taste good. I don't like milk-themed booze.
Well, if you don't like that, then you're not going to like it.
That's interesting, right, though, is his favorite beer is Guinness.
Right.
Which has a very smooth, milky texture.
Had five of those last night. Deceptively light is Guinness. It's not that high in calories either, really.
Yeah, especially when you drink the non-alcoholic version.
Oh, I'm off that. I finally got off the non-alcoholic beer, guys.
Guinness is not that good.
I love Guinness.
What do you mean it's not that good?
Here's the difference.
You never had the real stuff.
I know they have the nitro infused cans and stuff. It's so much better draft.
Oh my God. It's night and day.
It's night and day.
Don't you like it warm?
No.
I don't like it freezing cold.
Right.
I like it like 38 degrees.
I mean, I could
knock. That's what I set my fridge to downstairs.
I could knock several of those down fast.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very chuggable beer.
It is very chuggable.
People don't think that.
Deceptively so.
Yes.
Irish Car Bomb.
Yes.
Oh. I like those.
Don't order that in Ireland. They do not like that freezing. No. They do not.
Crowley. Do not. I'll take an Irish Car Bomb.
And everyone looks at you, and then they beat you up in the street. Yeah, you don't. Can't do that.
Yeah. You're speaking from experience.
You have to go to a place where they pour it often, though. If you go to a place where they're not serving a lot of Guinness, it's crap. It's
bad. Because the line gets, we've got a puppy in the house.
That's right. There's a dog out there.
That's a loss of Opso. Yes, it is. I bet you it is. Ask the lady.
I didn't say no.
You were like, no.
I just forgot what a loss of Opso was for a second there. We have not been able to get in touch with Bill. That's okay. He needs a break. Pitt basketball playing like one game in 60 days, and Pitt football's been off for a while. So he's taking a little bit of a respite right now. We'll get into the college football playoff as we move forward in the show. I have a question about this schedule that I can't answer, but you guys can. This 3 games in 11 days deal and all the Christmas happenings. We'll do that when we come back. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. Today, high at 36.